haven't got to that level of discussion yet, but certainly we are a significant presence here, both in terms of our head office as well as our branch network. They've also inherited the RBC Center where the Hurricanes and the Wolfpack play. So they will certainly be a presence here in Raleigh, and I think we're going to work with them over the next few months to see, you know, what that will translate to in terms of jobs and presence.
The footprint of RBC and BB&T overlaps much more in terms of the geographical areas served by those two banks than does the footprint of PNC and RBC. So I think in terms of preserving jobs, the merger of RBC with PNC is much better for the employees of RBC. Normally when you have these kinds of mergers, it's the central office jobs, if you will, because if each company, for example, has some processing jobs, each company has some top-level risk management jobs, they likely don't need all of those jobs when they combine.
We've suffered a lot over the last 10 or 15 years as textiles left the area. We've recovered from that fairly well, even though we're still, like everybody else right now, certainly losing these types of jobs would be critical to a city like ours right now. So we're going to do and work as hard as we can to sell them on Rocky Mount. It's a great place to do business. Here in Rocky Mount, we got a long history with RBC, because it was formerly Centura, which came from two community banks that grew here in Rocky Mount, both Planters and People. So we've got a long history with RBC at this point in time, and we hope that PNC will recognize that. There's about 1,000 jobs here in Rocky Mount tied to that, but that doesn't mean that they're going to reduce the work size. I'm sure they're going to look at it and make some good business decisions, and who knows, maybe we could grow our footprint here with RBC rather than losing jobs.